from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
Foremost, apologies to Sophia Minert for getting to her late.
I warned her. Said we had a heated Bucks discussion.
As Gabe and Joshy were rock'em sock'em roboting their way through that one.
It's my fault Joshy hates the Bucks.
Lots of reactions rolling in. Sophia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys other than the on-air feud?
Actually really good. We're actually doing really well. I want to talk about William Contreras. I know there's a lot of people who have thought that he could be a very good addition when he joined the Brewers, and obviously that is continuing. I saw last night, does he have a 12-game hit streak going?
He sure does.
What has been the key to his success?
12-pack of those things. So William's a really interesting hitter because, I mean, first of all, he is an extremely diligent worker. He and Willie Adames are out there every single day doing early work, which, I mean, is obviously just shows how committed he is. But I also think it's like really understated to do that as a catcher, because I think there's just the most on their plate as a position player in terms of, you know, preparation and meetings and working with the starting pitcher. And then you're also, you know, making sure your defense is on point and calling the game. And then he's just been this phenomenal offensive player, and he really believes he's one of the best hitters in the league. You know, he won the Silver Slugger Award last year, first Brewers catcher to do so, and he really wants to go after it again today and, like, be in the MVP race. He feels like he's that caliber of player, and he's really turned himself into a complete player. I think in terms of how he started the season this year offensively, his hard hit contact is third best in the league. His hard hit percentage is 67%, which is just, for context, that means like his exit velocity is on average 95 miles per hour or higher. So everything he's hitting is just like a laser all over the field. So I think that's been a big reason why he's just been able to put together this hitting streak.
Sophia, how concerned should we be about Yelich's back?
Yeah, these are tough ones. And I think anyone who's dealt with a back injury, like, it truly is a day-to-day thing. You can wake up one day feeling better, being able to move around better, and then another day, you know, it's tough to, like, bend over and tie your shoes. And so that's something that Christian has been dealing with the last couple of days. And so when this pops up for him, I think what's most frustrating for him is it's hard to figure out what the trigger is. It's not always a clear-cut thing. And in this case, it wasn't a clear-cut play. It was just how he felt, you know, warming up for the game and then got into the game Friday night, and it just wasn't feeling any better. So he took himself out because he knows that's the right move to hopefully minimize the time. So we really don't have a timeline right now. You know, he's been out the last 3 days. He's on the 10-day IL, so we know it'll be at least a week more. But he has not been on the field doing any baseball activity yet. So, you know, when he goes through this, there's always a couple steps of what he has to do in the training room to get himself on the field, you know, a couple days to ramp up, and then hopefully back in the lineup.
Abner Uribe blew a couple of save chances, ended up being the first arm of the bullpen last night. Is he going to get another opportunity to be the ninth inning guy, or was that his one and only chance?
No, I think there will still be plenty of opportunities for Abner. I think for him, you know, it has been a little rocky for him. He was able to get the first couple save opportunities that he had to start the season. And then, you know, over the weekend, we saw him pitch the seventh in Baltimore. And then last night, as you said, he was first one out of the bullpen. And so they're just trying to get him, like, consistent work in a lower leverage situation where it's not a save situation. Because I think what they're trying to do is to get him to establish the slider command better. Like, he's got that power sinker. It's over 100. He's typically has pretty good control of that pitch, and he gets a lot of ground ball outs. He can get out of jams with that pitch, but it's been the slider that's probably given him the most trouble. And so when a hitter can eliminate one pitch, right, and just sit on the sinker, that's when you run into problems. So I look, Abner's got really good stuff, and he's still very young in his career. So you kind of know this is going to be part of it. But he's absolutely going to get save opportunities again.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, as she does each and every Wednesday during the baseball season. Sophia, should we be concerned at all about Wade Miley after taking that ball off his knee yesterday?
Oh, that was brutal. I think everyone felt pain for Wade Miley last night. I mean, it just a nightmare first inning, right? But then 108 miles per hour off of the knee. And he said, when we talked to him last night after the game, I mean, he was like, it was dead center on the kneecap. Like, you could not have hit it any more perfectly. That is a tough one to absorb. And, you know, I mean, you knew right away, right? Like, that is not going to feel good in the moment, and it's only going to get worse. So I commend him just for getting through the inning. I mean, really, like, just he knew the team needed length from him. He tried to give it a go. And if you saw the game last night, there was a bunt play that you could see how just hobbled and compromised and just like in pain he was of how he fielded that. And again, the fact that he was able to get through three innings was great for the team. That's what they needed. And he did have x-rays. There's no fracture. So very fortunate in that regard. But yeah, I'm sure he's going to show up today feeling that one for sure.
Sophia, I'm looking at the scheduling, and I don't know why they waited so long to get Council back to AmFam Field. And Jen was just talking about how expensive tickets were to the WNBA game in Chicago. They're like $600. My wife's going to Zach Brown on Saturday night, which is $600. Should we jump on these tickets now? Is that first game on the 27th versus the Cubs going to be a hot ticket? Will that be as popular as opening day, you think?
I mean, probably, because it's Memorial Day. So, you know, people will be making plans. And I look at Brewers and Cubs is always a great ticket. You know, we always get great crowds for those series. You know, it's a fun environment, honestly. Like, I know people get, you know, frustrated with the Cubs fans that come from the Chicago area, but I think it creates a really fun environment, like that rivalry. So I would
How do you think he'll be received? How do you think he'll be received?
I'm sure it'll be mixed. You know, I'm sure, you know, fans have run the full gamut of emotions regarding that decision. You know, for the team, we'll go to Wrigley, I believe the first week of May. So we'll have seen the Cubs by the time that they come back home. But yeah, I think it'll be a mixed bag of a reaction.
What's the pitching plan for today in the series finale against San Diego?
So Bryce Wilson will probably start the game. They had not really committed to that. When we talked to Murph after the game, he said, you know, Bryce Wilson would essentially provide the length, the bulk of the innings. He has not pitched since Wednesday in Cincinnati, so he's gotten a couple days, and they were trying to stay away from him for this series so that he could be lined up for today. And then, you know, all hands on deck after that. So they'll try to get as much length as they can from Bryce. He's been in this role before. He started games in spring training. He made multiple multi-inning appearances. That's been his role so far. So, you know, Bryce is as far as he can take them, and then kind of Johnny Holdstaff after that. They've got an off day tomorrow. So the bullpen's definitely taken on a heavy load here, and that'll be true again today.
Maybe today is not the day to do this, Sophia, but when you do talk to Bryce Wilson, can you ask him about his brother Peyton Wilson, who is one of the prospects linebacker from North Carolina State, yes. And if he wants to be a Packer, you just throw it out there and just see, like, like hypothetically speaking, if the Packers were to take your brother Peyton Wilson, what would it be like to have both of you in the great state of Wisconsin playing at the professional level? I'd be curious his reaction to that.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I mean, I've talked to him a lot about his brother and just like what a freak athlete he is. And he put together a phenomenal season last year. And then, he went and just like lit up the combine. You know, when I talked to Bryce about it last year during the football season, like at that point he was projected as maybe a second round pick. And then with his season and how he did at the combine and like his 40 time was like insane, 4.2, 4.3, something crazy. He just lit up the combine. And so Bryce said it's just opened up so many other options for him. But yeah, how cool would that be if he did get drafted by
the Packers? He won the butt kiss, if I'm not mistaken, but he does have a little bit of an injury history that is putting pause in the minds of some NFL teams. All right, so Bryce Wilson will be on the hill at least to start today for your Milwaukee Brewers. Sophia, we really appreciate you hanging out with us. We know you got a crunched morning with the 12:10 first pitch, so thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
All right, she's Sophia Minert. You can, of course, see her on Bally Sports Wisconsin for all of your Brewers coverage. We got to take a break here on the show. We will be right back after this. But before we go, guys, the other night I got a chance to go out to Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, for a bit of a breaking bread, if you will, a bit of a gathering of folks here in Milwaukee. Man, did we have a great time. Ordered a little bit of everything, had some of the famous chicken and had some of the steak. The appetizers were fantastic. Greg Marcus was there. He suggested the Big Boy Burger. Wow, what a great suggestion by Greg Marcus, who of course is of the Marcus Corporation. And if you are looking for a place to spend your next night out, I cannot recommend Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, enough. Leaning into the realm of playful and inventive flavors and transcending tradition, you should experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. They treated us so well. It was a fantastic evening, good conversation, and wonderful food. And you can have a similar experience when you go to Aria at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. For more information, go to their website, aria@stkate.com. That's aria@stkate.com.